From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for October 1st, 2013. Though much of the state remains under severe drought, rains during the last 2 weeks have shrank the areas of extreme drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor and reports from AgriLife Extension county agents throughout the state. The September 24th Drought Monitor showed about 48% of the state under severe drought, compared to 64% the week before. Extreme drought was reduced from 25% to 8% for the same period. Precipitation during the last 2 weeks ranged from highs of 8 inches or more in much of East Texas and parts of Central and West Central Texas to lows of about 1/2 inch to 1 inch in parts of the Panhandle and Far West Texas, according to the National Weather Service's precipitation analysis. Crop reports from AgriLife Extension county agents throughout the state varied widely as to harvest, soil moisture conditions, and so on. However, producers in most areas took the improved soil moisture levels as a cue to plant wheat and small grains for winter grazing if they hadn't already dry planted. Wheat that had been planted earlier benefited greatly from the rain, but in some areas there were reports of grasshoppers and armyworms damaging the newly emerged crop. In Chambers County, AgriLife Extension agent Tyler Fitzgerald reported most of the first rice crop was harvested, with the ratoon crop coming along. This was representative of the state's rice crop in general, as the 2013 crop is a few days to a week ahead of the 5-year average. In Central Texas, the cotton harvest was already completed, with some delays due to rain. Cotton in the South Plains was helped by warm weather, but still approximately 10 days behind maturity. Bows were opening in the rolling plains, particularly in the dryland fields, where moisture had been limited until just recently. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.